This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Dramatic video released on Wednesday by Ukrainian police showed a woman being pulled alive from under rubble after a missile strike in Kramatorsk. According to the National Police of Ukraine, the woman and a man were rescued from a damaged building after a rescue operation that lasted several hours. Overnight, Russian missile attacks killed three people in the Black Sea city of Odessa and three in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine, Ukrainian officials said on Wednesday. Fighting rocked several vulnerable cities in western Sudan on Wednesday in an expansion of the country's almost two-month-old war, as the number of people who have fled their homes rose above 2 million. The conflict between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has caused a humanitarian crisis in Khartoum, as well as other major cities in the region. Former U.S. President Donald Trump faces a tough task defending himself against his latest charges, according to legal experts. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump again proclaimed his innocence in a speech following his arraignment in a Miami court over charges he illegally kept top-secret documents upon leaving the White House.
I had every right to have these documents.
But legal experts told Reuters the classified documents case against him is formidable, saying neither the law nor the facts appear to be on his side. Trump pleaded not guilty to the 37-count indictment in federal court.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Find more news and information on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. American cable channel Fox News says a controversial on-screen message about U.S. President Joe Biden was taken off TV immediately after it aired Tuesday night and addressed. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The on-screen title read, "Wannabe Dictator Speaks at the White House After Having His Political Rival Arrested." Other than saying it was taken down immediately and addressed, Fox did not elaborate. The White House has said Biden has had no contact with Attorney General Merrick Garland about the indictment. Several Fox commentators have, however, suggested the indictment was politically motivated. Julie Walker, New York.
China is Israel's largest trade partner after the European Union and the United States, but Israel has had to curtail some of its economic agreements with China under pressure from the U.S., which has an increasingly tense relationship with China. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
While China's involvement in the Middle East has generally been focused on trade, it recently entered the political arena when it brokered a deal for the resumption of diplomatic relations between Iran and Saudi Arabia. China's close relationship with Iran, as well as its traditionally pro-Palestinian stance, has worried many Israeli leaders. But some Israeli analysts say Chinese diplomatic efforts could benefit the region as a whole. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A U.S. federal appeals court has rejected a bid for bail by a self-exiled Chinese businessman awaiting trial in a $1 billion fraud case. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York issued a two-page order Wednesday saying Guo Wanggu will remain behind bars as ordered by a judge in a lower court. In April, a judge said there was clear and convincing evidence that Guo might not obey court orders and could harm the community if freed. Guo was arrested in March on charges including wire and securities fraud. He has pleaded not guilty. U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ron Wyden asked the Justice Department to open an antitrust investigation into the planned deal between the PGA Tour and Saudi-backed LIV Golf, saying they believe it would result in a monopoly over professional golf operations. The PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and rival Saudi-backed LIV Circuit, which had been involved in a bitter fight that split the sport, announced an agreement last week to merge and form one unified commercial entity. Find more on the story and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.